There are a number of stories lately about investigations into various news leaks that involve reporter confidentiality. That issue is close to the heart of NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
This is about news sources, and let me right away make the mandatory disclosure of personal interest. In 1976, assigned by CBS to cover intelligence agencies, I obtained from a source I'm still not revealing a draft copy of a House Intelligence Committee report on CIA misdeeds. When the House unexpectedly voted to suppress the report, I deemed it my duty to have the text published, incurring the wrath of Congress. Hailed before the House Ethics Committee in open session, I refused to name my source despite being threatened with a jail term for contempt of Congress, which happily did not happen. A journalist attracting as much attention as his story was a rarity then, the most celebrated being Bob Woodward and his Watergate deep throat source. These days, an issue of sources has become almost commonplace. A reporter who creates a stir with a story from undesignated sources can almost count on some governmental authority going after him, waving a subpoena. In the recent past, 5 reporters have been threatened by a federal judge with contempt citations for refusing to disclose confidential sources in a civil defamation suit brought by nuclear scientist Wen-Ho Lee, who claims he was wrongfully accused of espionage. In a bigger sources controversy, reporters for The Washington Post, New York Times, and NBC have been subpoenaed by a special prosecutor investigating the leak of the identity of Valerie Plame, a CIA undercover officer. On Thursday, a federal district court judge upheld the subpoena for Judith Miller of The Times. And now the real big one, what The Wall Street Journal calls a media watershed. CBS anchorman Dan Rather has been challenged on the authenticity of documents from unspecified sources, casting President George W. Bush in a bad light in his service in the Texas Air National Guard. And now Rather, although feeling the heat and conceding that the authenticity of the documents is in question, has not said where the papers came from. The reporter's code still lives. This is Daniel Shore.